Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It is a rainy day in Florida. That's where I'm broadcasting to you live from. Tampa Bay, Florida, where I'm living the life of my dreams. My dream house is sunny, though. It is a sunshine state after all, but we've been getting a whole lot of rain. It's been very, very unusually. I mean, it's a rainy season, but usually we get rain and then it goes away. But it's still a beautiful day to be alive. It is August 3rd, 2015. And the sunshine is shining in my soul. So happy to be with you. This is Erica Black, and you have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. Thank you and welcome. Today we're going to be talking about healthy boundaries and how to not cross the double yellow line, right? Well, what does that mean? What do I mean by that? I'm using a double yellow line as a roadway sign, right? And I'm using it as a metaphor, right? So I mean that when you set boundaries for yourself, you place a value on them that they will not be crossed. You don't cross a double yellow line. You can cross a dotted yellow line, right? Here in the United States, a dotted yellow line means you can pass if it's safe. A little caution. You can cross one solid line with a dotted yellow line that's on your side of the road. You can pass then. I guess that's even more strongly cautioned. But you can't cross on a double yellow line. If you do, you're breaking a law. You're breaking the rules. So what I'm using this as a metaphor for is boundaries are like a double yellow line for yourself to protect yourself and keep yourself healthy and happy and free. And this is extremely and vitally important to your well-being. I'm a certified holistic life coach. My practice is called Pull It Together, and I'm very, very passionate about having you live with well-being, joy, happiness, intention, and fulfillment, right? So that's what I'm all about. I have a six-month program called Thrive. It's all about getting you to the next level, getting you past all the junk that's been holding you back so that you can really live a great life, the life of your dreams, the life of purpose and intention. So if you're ready, we're going to get to the boundaries in just a moment. So we're going to define healthy boundaries for ourselves personally because it's really important. Of course, all of our boundaries are personal boundaries, but there's boundaries that we set when we're dealing with other people and many other different people that we encounter in the world, right? We have our close relationships, and then we have the relationships that we might have with the woman or man who's casting us out on a regular basis at the supermarket, right? So all different kinds of relationships, work relationships, and all of them need good structure in order for us, ourselves, to have well-being and for the well-being of all involved, right? Sometimes it's, sometimes you're a very nice person, right? But you're being too nice and you're not promoting the well-being of yourself, first of all, but it's not really a healthy situation for the other person either. So we're going to talk about all that and then also about setting boundaries personally. Boundaries that we don't personally want to cross because we're making a choice for our better health and well-being and freedom in the end, right? So today's all about freedom, and we're talking about boundaries. So this is exciting stuff. Hope you've had a great week. I always look forward to speaking with you on Mondays. So it's been a week, right? And now we're into August. But it's the only August 3rd, 2015 that you'll ever have. So I encourage you to really make the most of it. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is the real show. It has importance for yourself and for the world, right? So we want to live the best life that we can. I had a great week. A great weekend, even though, you know, it has been raining, so that's, you know what? We don't melt, right? It's amazing. I mean, I think about when I was a kid, I loved going out with my friends in the neighborhood and running in the gutters and playing in the rain, you know, but, you know, as an adult, we get so stuffy, right? So everybody's like over the rain. We were praying in church yesterday. God, we're over the rain, you know. But, you know, life happens and it is what it is. But, you know, you look at the things that you have instead of the things that you don't have, you know. So, you know, like I said, my weekend was great. We took a rainy Sunday yesterday, my boyfriend and I. And after church, we cooked a really nice brunch, and then we went to a movie, which was great. Haven't been to the movies in a while, so it's a good inside activity, right? So the movie theater was buzzing because everybody wanted to get out of the rain. But we checked out a new market, really cool market in St. Petersburg called Local Market, and they promote, they really support a lot of local growers of organic vegetables and even, you know, other foods, you know, chickens and fishes and things like that. So we got some really cool stuff. Tried a bison ribeye for the first time last evening. So then that's what we did. We came home and to his place and just cooked our dinner, and it was just really nice. And who knew? Bison prime ribeye. A very, very good choice. I'd recommend it. It's not gamey. It's very sweet meat and meaty and just really great. Really good. And it's a lot leaner than beef, right? So now you know. So anyway, it was just really, really a fun time. Stayed up a little late last night. That's sometimes you decide to do that. But that's another boundary that we set for ourselves, right? Getting enough sleep, getting enough rest so that we'll feel good and have a better day, have a better thought process and so forth. So boundary anyway. Well, psychologist Henry Cloud defines boundaries as something that define us. They define what is me and what is not me. A boundary shows me where I end and someone else begins. Right? So, you know, I mean, that's a really good metaphor. You can draw that line. And, you know, definitely you let certain people into your life a lot more deeply than you do others. And that's part of having a healthy boundary, right? Wikipedia said that personal boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify for themselves what are reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards him or her and how they will respond when someone steps past those limits. Right? You've ever felt like someone's all up in your personal space, right? My colleague Mary Sharmer calls them space bubbles. You know, you have your space bubble and it's your boundary. So if it's a bubble, then it's not just a line that you draw on the floor or in the ground, right? It's actually a boundary that's 360 degrees all the way around you, like a sphere. You know, and sometimes it contracts and sometimes it expands depending upon who you're with, right? If, you know, for me personally, I've always, you know, even with strangers, I've had stronger boundaries with men than women. You know, I'm more comfortable and more free to express certain things, like, you know, if I'm at church, like maybe giving someone a hug, right? Well, I do hug some of my guy friends, but in an appropriate way, because they're friends. With my female friends, you know, at your, you know, wherever, I'll you know, give them a nice hug. So it's a physical, personal boundary that I feel keeps me safe and keeps things appropriate, right? So, but I would also add that boundaries are guidelines, rules, and limits that we set for our own behavior and our own code of conduct, right? Like I was talking about getting enough sleep, you know? These are values that we decide are good for us. So, you know, this is all about, like I said, it's all about health, well-being, and freedom today. So a lack of boundaries leads to bondage, and bondage prevents freedom, right? So, but boundaries provide your freedom. Yesterday at church, walking in freedom, talking about all the things that we carry around with us, you know, from being judgmental to any kind of addiction, to even taking on more than we can handle, like all the things that we do that keep us from being free. And so it was kind of fun because he had some rocks. Well, he had lots of rocks, actually. Pretty big church, actually, that I visited yesterday. But he took these rocks and he said, you can come pick up a rock or a few rocks. You can identify it as to what actually that rock means for you, you know, because you're carrying this extra weight around. So whatever it is, if you eat too much pie, you work too hard, you know, and don't give enough time to your family, or you struggle with envy, jealousy, whatever that looks like for you, you can write that down on the stone. And he said, go throw it in the ocean, go throw it, you know, just throw it away. You know, just basically get rid of it and whatever symbolizes letting that go for you. Because he said, you can walk in freedom. And I'm here to tell you that too. You know, a lot of us have struggled with our boundaries, so that's why this show is so important today. So what do we mean by freedom, right? Well, last week we talked about honesty and integrity and how they're vital to healthy relationships, right? In a healthy relationship, a healthy close relationship, then the intimacy and the sweetness of that relationship come from having a safe place to be and being a safe place for the other person so that you can both be intimately honest and share with each other without fear of, you know, being judged, condemned, or hurt if you are honest, right? That those are toxic relationships, you know, where you're not safe to be yourself. It's like walking on eggshells, right? It's dysfunctional, and, you know, if you're in a relationship like that, a close relationship, you need to protect yourself from the abuse of always being hung up on a hook for being human, right? Now, obviously, if you're doing harmful things, you know, different situation, you know? But if you are trying to be healthy, you're human, right? You're still going to make mistakes. You're trying to be a healthy person and, you know, you just need to be yourself. If you're in a close relationship like that, you know, if you can, I think to dissolve it. If it's your husband or wife or your parent or child, right? Any kind of close family relationship like that. Well, okay, I will say first, you know, even if you're in a friendship or, you know, in a close relationship with someone and you find that it's toxic, you recognize it as toxic, it's constantly making you cry, making you feel bad, whatever, you know, first, you can, if the other person is cooperative, you can try counseling. But you can try talking with them first. You can try, you know, you use I statements, right? You never attack their behavior, but you do say, when you say this or when you do this, I feel, you know, say it makes you feel anything to say. I used to say my son was making me crazy. And then she said, then I realized for anyone to, or driving me crazy, right? So then I realized for anyone to drive me anywhere, I had to get into their car, right? So you're in this relationship. So nobody makes you feel anything. You know, you can be in control of your feelings, you know, but your feelings are your feelings, you know. They happen. Sometimes it's an automatic response. They're still yours, you know. No one put a gun to your head and said, feel sad or feel mad. But you can say, you know, when you do this or that, I feel angry because I feel like I'm not being considered. Or, you know, when I'm honest with you and I'm myself and you make me, or you make me feel, see, it's so hard. But, or, you know, and I, you know, when you say that I'm being over dramatic or I'm being, you know, whatever, feel sad because I feel that you don't value me and that I am not really free to just be who I am, realizing that I may be being over dramatic, you know, but I'm telling you my honest perspective, perception at the time, right? You know, whatever. So, you know, you can try talking with them first. If that doesn't work and you're still being condemned or verbally slandered or worse, you know, physical abuse, angry outbursts, you know, all of this stuff, then I would say you can try counseling if the other person's willing to. And then if you can't, the relationship. I would say that's the pattern for if it is really a family relationship. Also, obviously, you'll stay in there and work a little harder. But I would say if it's a marriage, you know, or a serious relationship like that, you would stay in and work harder. But if you couldn't resolve it and you're still being hurt on a regular basis, which is abusive, you know, I would say, you know, eventually you may have to dissolve the relationship. But if it's a family member, like a parent or a cousin or a child that doesn't live with you, you know, children are a little bit of a different matter because if they live with you and you're responsible for them, you know, then, you know, that's different. Talk about that in a minute. But for, you know, if it's a parent or someone that you really can't get out of your life, they're there, you may have to put really strong boundaries about the amount of time that you spend with them. You know, don't always feel that you have to be at their beck and call. You know, decide what's going to be healthy for you. I would maybe get some counseling about it yourself, but decide what's healthy boundary for you and then really limit your time. Watch the kind of activities that you take in with them, you know, because that can also set the stage. Like maybe you don't go to their house, but maybe meet in a neutral spot, you know, but you can, or you can say, I'm going to call my mom for 10 minutes. And when 10 minutes is up, that's going to set a timer. You know, when it's up, say, you know, well, it's been nice talking with you, and I have to go now. You know, we'll talk again soon. You know, if you're comfortable saying I love you, say that. You know, I mean, you don't have to be unkind, but you can set good boundaries that are going to protect yourself. You don't need to, you know, expose yourself to things that for you, right? To minimize that time, right? And you would use, of course, dissolving a close relationship like that as a last resort. But what are appropriate boundaries with others? Well, first of all, you need to identify what you need personally to be healthy, right? So with others and then with yourself too. Because this is really vital. This is really key to your well-being. And part of that is setting, you know, really putting a good boundary around you and your family, right? If you're married, you have children, you know. So I'm going to talk about you specifically, but then about your immediate family. You know, you need to bubble around yourself and say, what's going to be healthy for me? What kind of activities are going to be healthy for me? What kind of food is healthy for me to consume? Should I drink alcohol or not? Should I smoke or not? You know, you can make up your own rules. You can draw your double yellow lines where you want them to be, right? Should I exercise? Should I seek a massage therapist or a chiropractor? Or, you know, do I need to get to the dentist or, you know, whatever? But, you know, how much sleep do I need a night? Where do I draw my double yellow lines there? You know, and even setting up your personal day plan. I get up at 6 o'clock a.m. I do my meditation and prayer. Maybe I read something inspirational, like I live to read the Bible. You know what I mean? You decide what you're, how you're going to frame your day. And I really think that's key. That's my little two cents into your yellow-lined world, right? But I think it's really, really key to really connect with who you are, who God made you to be, what kind of impact that you have on your world, your job, your school, your family, the people that you connect with. Who do you want to be? Like I said, it's not a dress rehearsal, right? So you connect with who you want to be. And then, you know, maybe then, so you get up at a certain time, you connect with God, with your spiritual self, and with your purpose on the planet. You know, then at 6:15 or 6:30, you know, you put a double yellow line there because it's time to do your workout. So you do a workout for a half an hour, then you put a double yellow line there, because what happens if it's 7 o'clock and you've only done 5 minutes of your workout? Well, then it's time to get in the shower and get ready for work, so you have to stop, right? So you don't cross the lines. If you run out of time, you just run out of time, right? That's why it's important, you know, not to cross your lines. You know, in order to live the life that you want to live, you know, you need to decide. It's just like vision boards. You decide what kind of life you want, and then you put the steps in place to make it happen, right? So it's very, very good for your health and well-being. Honor your most intimate relationships, right? And anything within reason that gets in the way of that needs to go or get rescheduled to a more appropriate time, because close relationships need to have that boundary around them, right? I know families, and my son and daughter-in-law and their family are the same. They put really strong boundaries around their time together, their sleep, you know, their time spent with each other and their activities. And sometimes when families do that, then you kind of feel like they're keeping you on the outside or not making time for you. I don't know if you guys know anyone like that, but actually that's really healthy. You know, we should all do that for our intimate relationships and our immediate families, because that keeps the honor and the value of the relationships intact, right? Something to think about. But you also need to identify the actions and behaviors that you find unacceptable, right, in other people. You know, like the toxic relationship things, you know, when people blow up and get angry all the time, take it out on you, or when you're being honest, they condemn you, or assassinate your character, you know, put you down, make you feel bad, you know. What are they? And then also physical actions, you know, what's not okay, you know. I mean, I've had people that I just met try to hug me, and I told them no. I'm just not comfortable with that right now. I don't hug people I don't know, you know, right? So what kind of actions and behaviors do you find unacceptable? And then learn to say or communicate your boundaries kindly and clearly. You need to figure out then, after you've identified the behaviors, figure out what would be the best response to that behavior. Think about it ahead of time so you're prepared, right? Don't be afraid to tell others when you need emotional or physical space. You know, I have a friend whose husband, when something's wrong, he needs like 5 days to process it before he can talk about it. You know, that would drive most women up the wall, but she understands that's who he is. And so she gives him, because they've talked about it and they've communicated clearly, she gives him the five days. And then when he's ready, he always comes to her and they talk things through, right? I mean, everyone's different, right? Your boundaries aren't going to look the same as somebody else's. There, of course, are clear boundaries that no one should break, right? And when people do, I call them boundary busters because they don't have good boundaries and they're always trying to bust up mine. I limit my time with those people and the activities. And it's not that I don't have anyone like that in my life, because I do, but I'm very, very... You have to really hold your boundaries strong when you're around a boundary buster, right? Be afraid to keep them. You don't have to be angry about them. Don't wait till you're so resentful at them that you blow up and vomit up on them. Because, you know, most of the time people without good boundaries don't know it, because no one tells them what's appropriate, right? So don't be afraid to tell others when you need your emotional and physical space. Allow yourself to be who you are without pressure from others to be anything else. Decide who you are. That's part of being free, right? Being in control. Who I am, what I do with my life, right? And of course, we know that we surrender to win, right? We surrender because we're not really in control, and control is an illusion. But we can decide who we are. We can change ourselves. With God's help, anything is possible, right? Matthew 19:26. So remember that healthy loved ones will encourage you to learn and grow, but will never hold anything against you. You won't have to put a filter on with them, but you can just be that the other person will hold nothing against you. And finally, learn how to say no. This is so hard for us people pleasers, but you can do it. Learn how to say no. It's really important. Once you set your boundaries, if someone asks you to do something and you feel like, I have to do it, well, unless it's an officer of the law or it's, you know, your parents and you're a child, you don't have to do it. You know what I mean? You can still maintain your boundaries and say no in a polite way. You will feel better. You won't feel like you've been taken advantage of. You will feel free and healthy. Keep those good boundaries with yourself. Keep up those great habits, because that's how we change, right? And keep being kind but firm with your boundaries in the world, and you will live a better life. I love you guys. Out of time. We'll talk to you later. See you next week on Pull It Together with Erica Black. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.